It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, we did a review of 2013 and a preview for 2014. We did this with our broadcast partners. For example, we went to Washington, D.C., talked with Ken Timmerman. We looked at the United States and our world. What is its influence? Has it lost influence? What about the economic and foreign policy threat that causes the United States to be weaker in the eyes of the world's leaders? We talked about Russia rising as a superpower, and the role of Islam, in particular Turkey, and what's happening there. And then we concluded our conversation talking about the persecution of Christians. Then I had a conversation with David Dolan, a Middle East News Update. David talked about Iran. It's Israel's still number one threat. And Syria and Egypt are a threat as well. What will the Israeli Defense Force do with these three threats? Which one will be the first priority? Of course, Iran as the number one threat, probably the first priority, and possibly a preemptive strike. We then talked about the peace process that's going on between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Is it a futile effort or not? We went to the European Union, talking with Dr. Rob Congdon. We talked about the European Union. How strong is it? What about their economic crisis over the last year? What about the possibility of a military force that will be led by the European Union? And the new leadership upcoming for the European Union, Herman Van Rompuy, the head of the 28 member states, is going to step aside. Also, Catherine Ashton, who is the chief of foreign policy for the European Union, who will be the new leadership, and what about a supra president? Itamar Marcus, he heads up Palestinian Media Watch. We talked about the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and how the Palestinian media continues to incite the Palestinians against the Jewish people and the state of Israel. Will the peace process be successful? Will there be a resolution to this Israeli-Palestinian conflict? Rabbi Yoel Karen keeps us focused on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, a continuing controversy, and the fight for control of the Temple Mount. The Israeli government is now getting involved. They want to set up special times for the Jews to have access and even be able to pray on the Temple Mount. And I talked with Yoel about all the preparations for the temple. Everything is ready to start construction on that next temple. Mike Gendron focused with us on Pope Francis and the Vatican, the fact that the Pope is very popular. He was given the honor of Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Why is he so popular? We'll talk about that with Mike. The fact that the Pope is a Jesuit, does that mean anything eschatologically as it relates to the Catholic Church? And finally, I had a conversation with David James, and we focused on postmodern prophetic paradigm that is coming into place for many of the prophecy teachers. A lot of these prophecy teachers are false teachers, and they're using fiction. That is not a way to study Bible doctrine. You need to study the Word of God, and in fact, that's what David exhorted us to do. All of us individually need to be studying the prophetic Word of God. Now, you can listen or re-listen to all of these interviews that I had with my broadcast partner. Just simply go to prophecytoday.com, PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. It's radio when you want it, at your convenience, when it's convenient for you to be able to listen to it. That's prophecytoday.com, PTRN, and tell a friend. They need to hear these conversations as well. Well, we heard from our broadcast partners with their thoughts about 2014. Now, this is all speculation, but it's based upon their research and their individual experiences that they've had in the area of the world that they are focused on. But what does 2014 hold for us? I pray it will be the year of the rapture of the church, when Jesus shouts, archangel shouts, trumpet God sounds, and we're caught out of here to be with him. I've got to tell you, I am not a prophet, nor the son of a prophet, but I have read the prophecies of a prophet, and I'm talking about the prophet Ezekiel. May I tell you that in Ezekiel chapters 34 to 48, the prophet of God does lay out for us the four major trends of Bible prophecy for the last days. If you will think about these four major trends, you can come to a better understanding of what is going on in our world today. I want to compare current events to God's Word. For example, the first of the four major trends would be Aliyah. Now, that's a Hebrew word meaning to go up to Jerusalem. It's now referring to immigration, the Jewish people immigrating from the countries of the world, all four corners of the earth. Ezekiel chapter 37, the valley of dry bones, the bones coming together, the flesh on the bones, the breath of life being breathed into these flesh-covered bones, and they stand up like a mighty army. Well, that's apocalyptic literature. You interpret a symbol used in Bible prophecy by another passage. Ezekiel 37:11 says, these bones are the whole house of Israel. The bones coming together, the regathering of the Jewish people, the flesh on the bones, the restoration of a Jewish state, and ultimately they're going to be regenerated, come to know Christ as Lord and Savior. You can watch this world. Jews are on their way back to the land of Israel. In Ezekiel chapter 38, we see the second of the four major trends, an alignment of the nations. The Islamic world is going to put together a coalition of nations that will come to destroy the Jewish state. You have to look at parallel passages. Ezekiel 38 going along with Daniel 11 verses 40 to 43 and Psalm 83. All of these passages help us to understand the nations of the world will gather to destroy the Jewish state. When will it happen? Well, that's the third of the major trends, anticipation for peace. Ezekiel 38:8-11 talks about when the Jews are in the land living safely. Well, that'll be a pseudo-peace that the Antichrist will set up. But everybody's talking about peace today. In fact, the United States is trying to bring about peace. That's a part of the four major trends. And the last one, Ezekiel 40 to 46, the arrangements for the temple. Messiah will have a temple. Jesus Christ will build that temple. All the instructions are there in those 202 verses, Ezekiel 40 to 46. But the Bible tells us there'll be a tribulation temple, and that one's about ready to be built. The Bible talks about a temple during that seven-year period of time. It's going to happen. It's all ready to come about. And that has to help us understand, as we look at these four major trends, where we are in God's time. 2014 could well be the time of the rapture, because all of these prophecies will be fulfilled after the rapture of the church. And what we've talked about on this broadcast helps us to understand that rapture could happen at any moment. And having said that, nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until...